8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Longtime successful Galesburg High School baseball coach and teacher Gary Brewington passed away last week at the age of 79. And, man, what a great, great career he had, and some outstanding players, and no team more outstanding than the 1988 state championship team, the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and a couple of members of that team joining us here this morning with some memories of Coach Brewington. First off, Lance Aiden. Lance, good morning. How you doing today?
Good, great.
Thanks for coming in with us. Jeremy Klein, good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
Good, Tom. How are you doing?
Good. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in here this morning. No, it you know, never fun. You get to a point in your life to see these things happen. And we were, I saw you guys the other day, and it's kind of odd to think that you get to a certain point, it's like, man, 79 wasn't that old. He should still be around, kind of thing. And you know, when he was your coach. Well, let's start with you, Lance. First memories of Coach Brewington. At what level did you kind of feel his influence to start your career?
Well, very first memories were of Little League. I was on his team. With his son Brett. I was 9. He was 10. And so. He didn't coach then, but we practiced right in his backyard at the church over on Hawkinson Street. But then certainly as we got into the high school, you know, freshman year, you know, we just had a sophomore varsity team back then. Saw how the players conducted themselves, and then certainly as a sophomore, when he did coach me. That's when we started that.
Yeah, Brad, a pretty good run you had. Well, Jeremy, kind of talk about your first memories with Coach Brewington.
Yeah, kind of the same. I had an older brother, Chris, that graduated high school in 86, so he had played for Brew in the 85 and 86 spring. So I'd go to those games when I wasn't playing on the sophomore team, and we always had good baseball. Brew did a nice job of coaching those guys. There were definitely some characters in that 85-86 group, just like there was for 87, 88, and 89 as well. But just watching Brew interact with those guys, how he got along with them, he'd have fun, but he'd also get after them if they needed it, and same with us. So that's what I remember the most about those initial years.
Yeah. Well, Lance, you mentioned that you know seeing the way guys conducted themselves. Was that one of those things that was maybe special about him? And like Jeremy said, that you had fun, but there was a time to work and be serious as well, I'm guessing.
Definitely. And Brew, you know, liked to have fun. He would joke and tease around with everybody, including his players. I think it was a good era for him to do that. I'm not sure today that
out.
But we were sure appreciative of it.
But how about you, Jeremy? What kind of you kind of saw both sides of that, right?
Yeah, I saw both sides of it. Lance and I and some of the guys always kind of laugh about thinking back to those days and guesstimating how old Brew was at that time, and we figured he was around 45 when he was coaching us, and we all laugh and say, man, he just seems super old at 45, and here we are in our early 50s now. But he was kind of a unique coach in the fact that he would come down to our level in a personal way and interact with us and just kind of joke and laugh. You know, we make a bonehead play in practice or something, he'd get on us about it and laugh about it. But then when it was time to be serious, we were serious. So one of the first coaches that I remember in the area that started doing winter-type baseball workouts, Cook School had closed around that time, and Brew was able to get through, I'm sure with the help of the district, get in there, and we used the gym as a – he put up an indoor hitting cage, and we had a couple pitching lanes in there. We'd run some sprints in the hallways, and he had some weighted jump ropes, I remember. And just to me, that was kind of one of the first times that I remember hearing that coaches were doing that kind of stuff in the winter. So,
yeah, in some ways kind of ahead of his time.
A little bit ahead of his time is what I believe. Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Coach Gary Brewington passed away at the age of 79 last week, longtime Galesburg High School coach. And I realize you said he had started his career down at Washington, and it's been, about 25 years or so here in District 205 as a teacher and coach. Lance Aiden, Jeremy Klein joining us here this morning. They were members of his 1988 team that won a state championship. Well, let's talk about leading up to that and Coach Brewington, Lance, and his kind of his attitude and heading into the season. Was he one of those guys that would stress to you guys, hey, you're a team that can really do something special, or did you guys kind of know that on your own, or did he kind of talk about that heading into that season?
Yeah, it was well known amongst all of us. I think probably the most telling bit of confidence that we had showed kind of our mindset going into the season at those winter workouts. And throughout the year, we would, you know, in the end of practice, end of a game, you know, break a huddle, and we would always do it with state champs.
Mm.
And
wow.
That was the single focus on our mind, and it doesn't always work out that way, but it did for that team.
Yeah. Is that kind of same with you, Jeremy? That's, you kind of remember that heading in, that you just kind of had that mindset.
Yeah, well, it started our sophomore year, Lance and I sophomore year. We had a really good junior class. Guy Goodman, Toby Davis, Kelly Healy, Brett Brewington, Jamie Taylor, Corny Stanley. I mean, we just had some really good, a really strong junior class. So our sophomore year, the first year we went to state, probably during the regular season, we were barely over 500 maybe, and then just kind of got on a roll at tournament time, and Kelly and Corny pitched us into the state tournament. So that kind of let us know we weren't a great team then, but it let us know that I think that next year then following some other things happened, kind of the perfect storm happened. And so we knew we were good enough to get there. Yeah. And that was a matter of adding a couple pieces, and then Brew helped kind of guide the way and made it happen.
Yeah, kind of talk about that with Coach Brewington. Sure. and his influence and what, you know, some that don't know a manager or a coach, how they influence baseball to kind of get you to that level.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many small things that happen in a baseball game and then obviously through a baseball season. But Brew just, at least those 3 years, seemed to push the right buttons and have the right people in the right places at the right time. And Didn't hurt that we had 7 Division I baseball players slash athletes.
That's kind of helpful, but, but still.
Yeah. So, he did a nice job. Again, I think the biggest thing with Brew was just the way he interacted with us. We would have all done anything we could to you know, make it a winning thing for him, just because we knew he was doing everything he could for us. So,
yeah. I suppose part of his job, Lance, was keeping the pressure off of you because, like you said, we got 7 Division I players on this team, and we knew we were going to be pretty good. Did you feel that pressure, or were you just able to get out there and play?
I think we just did it. Knew the talent level we had. When you've got a number one and 1A pitcher of Jake Libby and Corny Stanley that had both sub-1 ERAs in conference play, you felt pretty confident.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. That's really impressive.
For sure. Yeah.
And see, I didn't realize you guys, we were talking Saturday a little bit, I didn't realize how many guys, number one, that had gone Division I. I didn't, you know, realize some of them even had. That's a pretty impressive thing. It was really interesting that, Lance, you mentioned that it's kind of crazy how good baseball was at that point, but with 7 Division I guys, if you got that on a team today, a lot of them are probably getting drafted at some level. Nobody got drafted. That's pretty amazing, which just shows the level, I guess, of who you were playing against included in there.
It's a pyramid. The farther you go up, the faster the game gets. And I think, you know, I mean, we all went to the rose to the level that we could. And Jeremy and I were just talking. We think maybe everybody, other than one or two players, played some sort of college baseball, whether it be junior college, Division III, whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty impressive. Yeah. And that's the thing, I guess. And I guess within, on Coach Brewington's behalf, that, you know, yeah, you got a lot of great talent, but all that talent has to come together as a team.
Yeah. And I mean, I think he was the guiding light behind that. Somehow he made it happen, because there could have been a lot of people going after just individual accolades, but that didn't happen. And part of it, I think, looking back, is Galesburg had such strong little league and junior hardball and even senior hardball. The Legion was strong, obviously, back then. But just the fact that we all got along. There really weren't any skirmishes within the team, no fights, nothing major. I mean, everybody got along, had fun. We made fun of each other. We ripped on each other. Mm-hmm. We ripped on the other teams. I mean, we had a good time doing it. And I think Brew was just that centerpiece, that glue to it.
Yeah, that which is obviously what you needed. Gary Brewington, the longtime Galesburg guy baseball coach, passed away last week. A couple of the team members from the 1988 state championship team, Lance Ayton, Jeremy Klein, joining us here this morning. We'll talk about, I guess, let's get into kind of down the stretch when the postseason rolls around. Lance, what was kind of the mindset, and what did Coach Brewington kind of stress heading into the postseason? Was it, you know, one game at a time type of thing, or?
Yeah, well, this is 34 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. It's been a little while.
Seems like yesterday, yeah, especially when we get together like we did over the weekend. You know, we just went out there and took care of business. And again, when you have that type of pitching and the hitting that we had, felt really confident. One thing that did work out very well for us is that a Limestone team got beat. Upset by Woodruff, that had Jim Thome. Pete, you may have heard of him.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, he was okay, I guess.
Pretty good career.
Todd Davis, Matt Legaspi, both of those two went on to play at Eastern with me as teammates. And they got beat, and we ended up beating Woodruff 8-3 that game. And
sectional championship.
And championship moving on.
Had you played Limestone during the regular season at all?
We did, and we got swept. We didn't throw our 1-2, but you know, that was,
so they were pretty good is what you're saying. Yeah. Well, obviously Woodruff was a good team though, also to get to the sectional and upset them.
My memory is Woodruff was probably average, but they caught him on the right day, and Woodruff probably had their best pitcher going, and Limestone I think was kind of holding back Davis and Legaspi maybe for our game, but you know, worked out again, like we talked about. We played Limestone early in the year. It was like game 6 and 7. Mm-hmm. And my memory was it was a Tuesday night, and mm-hmm. which was kind of unusual to play a doubleheader during the week. But whatever, we went over there. And I do remember they threw Legaspi and Davis at us, their two best. And, you know, whatever. No excuse for not throwing our best, because we still had four D1 pitchers behind Jake and Corny, or three D1 guys behind Jake and Corny. But, yeah, they took it to us that night. And then we were totally expecting to play them again in the sectional championship game, and they get knocked off by Richwood or by Woodruff, and made it probably a little bit easier.
See, you guys have something over Thome and those guys. Right. You got the state championship, right?
And I say, Tom, I tell people all the time, you know, when we talk about playing against Jim Thome, when Galesbury Limestone played those couple years, I would have said Thome was probably about the fifth or sixth best player on the field when we got together at that time.
Yeah.
Obviously, everybody, you know, kind of grows and gets bigger and stronger at different rates, but there are definitely some good battles with Limestone over those couple years.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So what, Jeremy, do you remember with Coach Brewington's mindset as you get in regional and then you get into the sectional? And I'm guessing one thing he had to make sure you guys, it's like, okay, no, it's not Limestone, it's Woodruff, but we still got to be ready to play.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that probably just gave us even more confidence going into that game against Woodruff to get there. And again, to me, the huge part about the year we won the state title was the year before of us just getting to the state tournament.
Yeah,
you know, by having that kind of average season during the regular season. But and I call it the perfect storm, and maybe we're going to get to this, Tom, but we had two guys move into town. Doug Schultes, big lefty from Texas, his dad got a job change and ended up here through the military doing ROTC at Knox. And then Jake Libby came over his senior year for baseball, and that adding those two players obviously made a big difference, because they were both super good. Would we have gotten there still? Yeah, very potentially. We still might have gotten there, but adding two D1 guys didn't hurt.
Yeah, so you had a great career. Well, you already had five D1 guys. That's pretty impressive. Not a lot of teams have that. Let's talk about, and you get there, and you get there, win the state championship over Barrington. I'm guessing one, Coach Brewington's pretty darn happy, but I guess it probably felt good for you guys also getting him that state title, you know.
Yeah, just capped off the season that, again, dating back to the Cook school days, workouts, you know, ending up with the state champ, putting that mindset and accomplishing that goal.
Yeah, absolutely. How about Jeremy? What do you remember about that?
Yeah, we were laughing the other day, and we have in the past too. When if you go back and watch the Chicago TV station replay of that state title game, pregame, they're talking the main news guy and then a coach that they had doing the color. They were talking about how good Barrington was, and Barrington had been to the state tournament. I think this was their third year in a row, and they'd always had a good history of quality baseball. But you could tell the news guy from that Chicago station thought Barrington was just going to run all over us. The baseball coach that was there talking says, I don't know, this Galesburg team's pretty good. You're going to have to watch out for them. Nobody really expected us to win it, even though we'd been there a year before. I still crack up every time I look at the plaque here with our state championship team, and Bruce wearing a state champion's T-shirt. So he was pretty confident that we were going to win it, and I'm sure it was Gail Ward back in the day that made those shirts up for Brew ahead of time. So he's got it on after the game because he felt like we were the team to do it.
And
having his confidence just backed us up. So
that's outstanding. Where was that game actually played at? Where was the state tournament that year?
Springfield.
Okay.
Lamphere.
Okay. Yeah. So
minor league park over there.
Class A.
Yeah,
right?
I had a train track that rolled right by it.
Yeah, right.
Nice.
Made us feel at home.
Well, and also just to also clarify, because of course we were just two classes back then, and Barrington now would be definitely 4A.
Oh, sure.
In football, they're probably 7A or 8A. Big school. Right. That's a pretty amazing feat.
Yep.
Anything else, Lance, you want to get out there about Coach Brewington? Maybe this somebody doesn't know.
Well, just as far as the man himself, I mean, outside of my parents, coaches have provided some of the most influence in my life, and Coach Brewington was right there at the top, along with Coach Jimmy Isaacson as well from here in town.
How about you, Jeremy?
Yeah, same thing. I'd back up what Lance said. Both of those men had a huge impact on my baseball career and a lot of young people's baseball career, learning the game. So couldn't ask for anything better. We got to tell the chip spitting incident.
Oh, let's hear it.
All right. So during that state championship season, our first doubleheader against conference was against East Moline. Corny goes out, wins the first game 4-2. Jake Libby comes out, and he was just talking about it Saturday. I think he said he threw a one or a two hitter, and we lost 3-2. Had some errors in that game. I remember, not me, but the team had some errors that game. After the game's over, Brew calls us together, prior to getting on the bus to head back home. And obviously he wasn't very happy. He kind of started out just kind of getting on us about it. But he was sitting there with a bag of chips, and he's sitting there eating those chips. And you could just tell he was getting more heated the more he talked about how bad we played that second game. But he kept eating those chips, and they just started spitting out of his mouth as he's talking. He just kept going. And I mean, all of us were sitting there. We were kind of stunned because Brew never really got mad at us all that often. But as it was happening, I'm sure we were all more focused on not getting hit by a chip coming out of his mouth.
Oh, that's funny.
So they call it, a lot of times they call those, you get a butt chewing or whatever. We call it the chip chewing incident. But after that, 10-game winning streak, lost two, and then went on 16-game winning streak to win the state title.
Worked.
So they worked.
The chips worked. All right. Man, some great memories. Great coach, great man. Gary Brewington passed away last week. Jeremy Klein, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Sure, Tom. Anytime.
Lance Eaton, thank you so much. Appreciate it.